Welcome to Portlandians. Let's face it, it's a filthy little podcast.
About music,
comedy,
and revolution.
You're listening to episode number 26. This episode may contain
comedy.
Hey folks, so I don't know what to call this episode. I feel like I don't even know if I should number it as being like a real episode, because I kind of don't consider it a real episode. Basically, depending on how well you know me, you might know that I just did my first stand-up set ever in my life. And there was a bunch of you that turned out, and that was really incredible, and it was sweet, and it made me feel awesome. You even gave me good feedback on it. You said you didn't laugh just because you were my friend. A bunch of you said that, which was nice. Sounds like maybe you planned it, but in any case, you came, you laughed, you said hey. I had one friend, Jed, who came with a shattered collarbone, arm in a sling, pins in his body. Two other people that raced back from Bend, Sun River, I guess, to make the show in time. 4-hour drive, crying out loud. Another friend that rode his bike an hour each way. Amazing. Thank you all so much. And yeah, so I recorded it. So here it is, my first ever stand-up comedy set. It's only 3 minutes, or it's a tight three, as we say in the biz. Enjoy.
That's it. Your next comic coming to the stage would gladly give all of you his ear because he loves you dearly. Please, a warm welcome for Samson Davis, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for coming out supporting comedy, everybody. That's very awesome of you. But I know it's a very short time, so I gotta get right into it. I do feel like I should let you know a little bit about myself, so you have some background. To start with, what I'm bringing to the table here, it's probably very hard to tell, but it's true. I grew up in South Central, New Hampshire. And my mom raised me to be a very sweet Jehovah's Witness boy, which, as a baby, I was on board. As I got a little older, though, not so much. Typical story, right? You go out in the world, you learn things, you experience things. I learned about the Crusades, for one. What a bummer. It's 1,000 years ago. Quick recap. Christians would put together armies, travel thousands of miles for the sole purpose of killing Arabs. Thank God we've come so far. Redemption song. And then I get a little older, you know, I realize I don't have to just read things, I can actually put my own perspectives together. And one of the biggest things for me has been the whole Jesus died for your sins guilt. We all know it. It's the basis for everything. It's this. Look at you. How could you? You owe him, you know. He sacrificed his life for you. Yeah, but he knew his dad was going to get him out of it. Right? He's the most famous spoiled frat boy of all time. Here comes this rich lawyer dad to bail him out again.
Son, come here. Can I have a word? Jesus H. Christ, get over here. Listen, I can see you've gotten yourself into a bit of a pickle. No worries. Lay low for a few days. I'll just bring you back from the dead. And then I'll convince these people over here to worship you as a martyr for the next 2,000 years. and you get to live in heaven. Forever.
Not really much of a sacrifice. Sounds a lot more like a CEO severance package to me.
Mr. Christ, it appears that you have bankrupted the entire Goldman Sachs Galilee branch. Of course you will be terminated, that goes without saying. But we would also like to offer you all-powerful, everlasting life. Good day, sir.
So that's how I became Samson Davis. Take care.
Now it's time for
Lugs.
Go to iTunes, search under podcast for Portlandians, rate it, like it. Also, there's a link on the Portlandian site to a place where you can buy some of my music. You can listen to it first, even. You can buy it per song. Go to portlandians.com. On the sidebar on the right, there's a bright yellow donate button. Come on, $5? $5. What are you going to do? One fucking latte.
As always, this show is brought to you by my desperate need to be heard and my belief that I have something interesting to say.
You've had to listen to plugs. Paco's top four life tips attempted in this episode.
Number one. Do what you want, not what someone else wants you to do, or what you feel like you should do.
And?
Number three, show love whenever the opportunity presents itself.
Hey, Paco, high five! Meow. Yeah!
I'm gonna have a new show out soon. So until then, take care. Talk to you soon.
Oh, yeah. Also, vote. It's literally the least you can do.
Talk to you soon. Talk to you soon.